I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
It's time for the Final Edition's finance feature, Money or Die. In the wake of its disastrous IPO, Facebook faces lawsuits contending that it withheld crucial information about its future ad revenues. This has put intense pressure on the global giant to invent entirely new forms of advertising that anticipate what buyers think and want even before they know it themselves. Facebook's answer? Its most far-reaching innovation yet, Facebook Unconscious. Facebook CEO, sole founder and inventor, Mark Zuckerberg.
Facebook Unconscious will be a game changer of epic proportions. It provides robust new engagement with users by directly accessing their innermost thoughts and dreams.
Company spokesbots have been touting Facebook Unconscious's potential up and down Wall Street. Dennis Lee is Facebook's chief status update officer.
Imagine, FU will create the first truly honest status update in social networking history. For example, when a man identified as being in a relationship with a woman lists his status as "can't wait for glee tonight," the software translates that to "can't wait to get sex by pretending to enjoy glee tonight." Or, when you browse another person's photos, FU figures out your real motivation and automatically streamlines your search into "has gotten fatter since high school" or "nudes."
The big question on everyone's lips is how Facebook can delve this deep into its half-billion users' minds. Nigel Chin, Facebook's chief mind-delving officer, explains.
So actually, FU doesn't delve into users' so-called minds. It works by picking up these neurochemical signals that are emitted by electrolyte-rich bodily fluids. So, basically, anything you excrete on, or near your computer, or your spittle when you're Skyping, or gunk on your fingers or under your fingernails from, say, picking a zit, or micrometric detritus falling out of your nose, is our data mine!
FU is, of course, a breakthrough for advertisers and their ad agencies. Maurice de Gaulle, chief explanation officer for global French agency conglomerate Publicis.
How can we use this formidable new information to the max? I tell you, my buddy. We can use this formidable new information about customers' innermost fears and cravings to craft the most precise ultra-personal pitch. For example, drink Pepsi Max, Billy. It's the next best thing to getting your dead brother Henry back.
Ever sensitive to the issue of privacy, Zuckerberg is quick to reassure his enormous global community.
There's absolutely no obligation to use FU. It will be a default feature of your Facebook account, but you can opt out of it with a simple 3,147 alterations to your privacy settings. But I'm optimistic that FU is what the consumers want, whether they know they want it or not. And if they don't, they soon will, with next month's release of Facebook Inception.
They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Corporate jet pilot fired for landing in unincorporated area.
Pope demands Sister Act be changed to Father Knows Best.
Bain Capital claims Mitt Romney created Steve Jobs.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
Captain's log, stardate 051212, Earth. The Enterprise is trapped in the early part of the 21st century in an eerie force called the Election Cycle. Our landing party has arrived in a desolate, godless place called Phoenix, Arizona.
Captain, tricorder readings indicate primitive beings, highly belligerent, illogical, and completely opposed to cooperation.
Who are they, Spock? The Klingons? The Romulans?
I believe they are called Republicans, Captain. A primitive race characterized by anger and invasive gynecological procedures.
Republicans? Didn't they usher in the age of climate change denial?
Ronald Reagan was a Republican.
He visited Russia. Thank you, Mr. Chekhov. If I want useless information, I'll ask Mr. Sulu.
Yes, Captain. I've just posted a humorous graphic about this on Facebook.
These Republicans, what do they want? What makes them tick? Who funds their super PACs? Bones, I want answers.
I'm a doctor, not Digby, dammit!
Captain, tricorder readings indicate an alien is approaching.
Is it a Gorn? A salt monster? Mr. Chekhov's mother?
Even worse, Captain.
Hi, I'm Arizona Governor Jan Brewer.
Spock, who is this bird-like reptile?
A minor political figure who capitalized on xenophobia for political gain.
Are you speaking English? What's xenophobia? Spanish or Mexican?
Captain, if my 21st century history serves me, she was a fanatic about illegal aliens and is going to want to see our papers.
What are these papers, Bones?
They were made out of something called trees. Earth grew them until the year 2018.
Hand over your papers, or I'll turn you over to the National Guard.
Captain, I suggest we abort this mission.
Oh, no. You're not aborting nothing. Who funds you, libtards? Planned Parenthood?
I'm familiar with Planned Parenthood. They invented the vibrator.
National Guard approaching.
Vibrators on stun.
Captain, tricorder readings indicate political cooperation levels at an all-time low.
Yes. Bipartisanship. It's dead, Jim.
Mr. Scott, isn't there something you can do?
There's too much money in the political system, Captain!
Then get the money out, Scotty!
I cannot change Citizens United! I got to have more time!
No, there's got to be something we can do!
I've just posted a gently humorous image on Facebook, Captain.
Time's up! National Guard's here! Get in the van!
I am familiar with vans. Oh, shut up! Where are we going, Spock?
We are boldly going where no one has gone before. Except illegal aliens, women's rights, the Fourth Amendment, the rule of law, the spirit of law, common decency, good manners.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by...
Your baby is the most important person in your life, so why not let him know that? With diamonds. At Pre-K Jewelers, we offer a fine selection of high-end bracelets and pendants that are just right for a child in the pre-memory stage. Will he put it in his mouth? Of course. He's a baby. But even if he swallows them, and he will... Our indestructible fair trade diamonds will turn up in your son's Huggies within 48 hours. So ask yourself, do you love your baby or not? Because when we love something, we buy it diamonds. Pre-K Jewelers. If you don't buy our jewelry, we'll find some better parents who will.
You may have heard of Baby Chinos, the frothy, low-caffeine treat that swept New York last season. But they're already being replaced by a new fad, Baby Tails. The next big thing among the stroller set. The Final Edition Stone Peck has more.
Herb Wallace is a bartender at an upscale club in the meatpacking district. He claims to have invented the baby tail.
The first one was just milk, half a shot of vodka, and a splash of Bailey's. This baby loved it, couldn't stop raving about it. The next day she brought some friends, and then it just spread. It was all by babble of mouth.
And how many baby tails do you serve a day?
I'd probably serve anywhere between 10 and 50 baby tails, depending on the day of the week. The babies tend to come in early. Adult happy hour is pretty popular time since they go to bed around 7. Thing is, they don't tip well. Most of them can't add, let alone calculate 20%. They're like foreigners in diapers.
At less posh establishments, babies can get a little wild. Brooklyn bartender Georgia... Wary of alienating her regular customers, she asked that we use only her first name, complains that her youngest customers tend to have trouble limiting their consumption.
I mean, they are fine at the start of the night. Pretty well behaved, whatever. But they just don't know when to stop. They keep yelling, again, again! And if you cut them off, they throw a tantrum. After 4 or 5 drinks, they fall apart.
The problem doesn't always end with tears. Reports of baby violence, verbal abuse, and public urination have increased 200% since the baby tail trend began. Paul O'Shaughnessy, a longtime resident of the Lower East Side, is among those who have filed complaints with the NYPD.
They were loitering on my stoop every night, getting rowdy, throwing things, yelling. I work on the weekends. I need my sleep. Finally, I just said enough is enough. Sure, I was a little nervous. I mean, you don't want to piss off a baby. They're unpredictable. Who knows what they'll do?
Not all adults fear the baby tail trend, though. Many parents have joined their tiny tipplers on the bar scene.
Before baby tails, we never went out. Hazel was just such a drag.
It was me all the time, wasn't it, Hazel?
You!
She's a riot.
God, it was all, change my diaper, burp me, feed me, put me to bed, but don't leave me alone. We had no time for ourselves.
Yeah, and when Max started serving baby tails, it was like a light bulb.
Dude, Hazel is so much more fun when she's drunk.
Drunk. Quonk.
Oh my God, Hazel. She's hysterical.
The increased number of underage drinkers has New York police overextended. Officer Mike Piazza of the 78th Precinct in Park Slope.
I got guys out on patrol from 4 p.m. arresting these babies. Last weekend we had 16 little blubber balls in the holding cell, drunk as skunks. It was chaos. Who's going to take care of them until they make bail? I don't know how to change a diaper.
The threat of imprisonment is very real. But there are ways of getting around the law.
I grew up in Jersey. We partied in the city on weekends. Bridge and tunnel! I got my first fake ID when I was 15 years old. So long as she doesn't hook up with drunk drivers, Hazel can get hers at 15. Weeks.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh! Newly discovered Hitler descendant looks nothing like Obama.
Dick Cheney's heart applies for political asylum.
Olympic flame kidnapped by Greeks without heat.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Ex-nightclub chanteuse Miranda Tosaro of Queens, New York, thought she was doing the right thing. She invited out-of-work ventriloquist Al Corsetti, 65, and his dummy, Jigsy Janowski, 38, who were living in a van stenciled with the words, "We'll work for smiles and or food," to stay in her Forest Hills home.
I first met Corsetti a month prior.
With the recession, all the gigs are dried up.
That's not the only thing that's dried up. I'm looking at his crotch.
I can see that. Was that a rim shot? I took the rim shot as a sign and told them if they promised to help me with chores, they could stay in my basement until they got back on their feet.
Tosaro's compassion turned to shock on Tuesday night when she returned home from grocery shopping to find a swarm of police surrounding the premises.
Oh my God, what's happening?
We had to kick in the basement door, ma'am, and this is what we found.
Oh my God, it's Mr. Corsetti's lifeless body.
Yep, and the dummy is the number one suspect. Listen to the 911 call he made about an hour ago.
Janowski was held without bail Saturday morning, charged with second-degree murder and domestic abuse. Authorities say he has remained silent since Corsetti's death.
Now that I think about it, I did hear them bickering a lot, with Mr. Corsetti always being the butt of the joke. It was kinda his fault. He always said the exact thing that allowed the puppet to deliver a perfect one-line insult. That's emotional abuse for sure. Then yesterday at dinner, Mr. Chinanovsky threw a fit when Mr. Corsetti told him off for insulting my chicken pot pie.
What did he say?
He'd rather eat feces. He didn't actually say feces. Anyway, Mr. Chinanovsky lost it. His eyes started rolling in his head, his jaw started snapping like a piranha. Mr. Corsetti had to subdue him by locking him in a crate. That was the last time I saw poor Mr. Corsetti alive.
Chinanovsky was previously arrested in the late 90s for burglary, public exposure, and comic mischief.
It's time for the final edition Radio Hour's comedy classic, National Lampoon's Deteriorata, a parody of the classic hippie poster Desiderata, recorded as a chart-topping single in 1971 by Les Crane.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a blue of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, the universe laughing behind your back.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for candy. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, you universe left behind your back.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth. It's like Spinal Tap with minds.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Wax Museum finds Prince Philip's handprint on Duchess Kate's bum.
Mexican bank closes after finding coins with no heads.
I thought you thought this Friday. Big mix-up as psychic friends send telepathic party invitations.
It's time again for American's Idol, otherwise known as the Republican Jobs Plan. And here's your host, Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan Seacrest.
Welcome to the final round of American's Idol. Our two finalists have made it to the tippy top of the heap of 40 million Americans idled by Obama's radical-socialistical agenda. Two young people who will do or say anything to get a jab. And tonight, one of these talented contestants will win the ultimate prize, a minimum wage, non-union jab with no health benefits. Let's meet our judges. Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, I'm cynical yet sensuous. Don't you love me?
Pierce Morgan.
I'm still a journalist.
And Herman Cain.
What comes next? Oh, yeah. Nine.
Okay, let's play. Meet our two finalists, Philip and Jessica. Philip won his all-important semifinal by swallowing an entire live rattlesnake, rattle first.
Philip, you fool. How come you didn't get bit?
Well, when I swallow, I swallow, you know? By the time I get to the head, that sucker had checked out.
Hey, Philip. I don't know about your snake, but I'm liking your rear view.
Oh, likewise, Ms. Lopez.
Yeah, I do that.
Girl, you do that. I'll watch.
You dumb limey. Don't you know calling a woman of color girl is worse than the N-word?
What's the N-word?
And Jessica, though you're only 5'3" and 107 pounds, you won your semifinal by playing three downs alone against the New York Jets offensive line without a helmet.
Defense, defense, hut, hut, nine, nine, nine.
Okay, Jessica, Philip, enough with the masochistic self-inflicted violence that makes American's Idol such fun for our billions of viewers. You two, very attractive, young folks are gonna play something much more fun. Sexual harassment in the workplace. Hey, if you're lucky enough to have a jab, you can take a little healthy flirting from the guys. Or the ladies. Am I right, ladies? No wussy meddling HR in this workplace. The only human resources here are your own. So, Jessica, Philip, imagine you're standing around the water cooler in that office job you wish you had and harass away. You first, Jessica. Go nuts.
Hey, Mr. Honeybuns. Know what I like to do when I'm around you? Rub my thighs together. Yeah, real hard. Can you hear my pantyhose squeak? No? Get a little closer.
Hey, sugar tits. I saw you on your break sucking on that Slim Jim. I wanted to be that old Slim Jim. Yeah, but not in your mouth, baby. I want to be where I belong, between your hot little ass cheeks.
Ew.
Uh-oh. Jessica's shaking up. Score one for Philip.
Okay. Know something, Mr. Fill Me Up? I know where you live. I'm going to follow you home in my hybrid. I'm going to hide in your house. Then when you're asleep, I'm going to take off my Spanx and straddle you and rub my lady parts all over your face.
A terrific comeback from Jessica.
What? When I'm asleep?
9, 9, 69.
Uh-oh, Philip's reeling. Is he feeling like a victim?
No, wait. You won't be doing that, because I'll be doing you. Yeah, I'll be doing you. Yeah, from behind.
You know, my squishy bits, back and forth.
Doggy style!
Back and forth.
Oh, God, that's so gross. You're sick, lady.
We have a winner, America.
I feel so humiliated. I feel violated. I'm a sensitive metrosexual.
Jessica is the number one American Idol. But no longer will she be idle, because tomorrow, Jessica starts her new federal minimum wage non-union job with no health benefits at Home Depot in Madison, Wisconsin, repurposing used duct tape with 25 all-male co-workers. Congratulations, Jessica.
Seriously, what is the N-word?
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Kara Klenk, Marlena Francisco, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, John Marshall, Antoot Shell, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by John Marshall, Barry Lank, Rob Kuttner, Rachel Lyon, Greg Russ, Muddle Heck, Paul Seaburn, Mike Richardson Bryan, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Deteriorata, performed by Norman Rose, vocals by Melissa Manchester, words by Tony Hendra, and music by Christopher Guest. Visit us at thefinaledition.com often for daily doses of satire with teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour is produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2012.